Alrighty, that track finishing up right there, the Black Seeds with Cool Me Down, of course. And I'm chatting with none other than the frontman of the Black Seeds, Barnaby Weir. Good morning.
Good morning, Ben. How are you?
Oh, fantastic. And I'm so good considering it's not bucketing down and I can't hear the rain through my ears right now. So, loving it. Great Otatahi morning. How are you?
Yeah, really good, thanks. Yeah, we just talking to people about the new single, Let the Sunshine Through. So there you go, on the weather front.
Yes.
And hopefully you got some sunshine there today and some positive feelings, some positive sentiments.
You've manifested it with this drop, for sure. I think that's what's happened. What's the reception been like, considering the track just dropped yesterday?
Yeah, good. You know, it's always hard to gauge just in that first day, but, you know, we've heard back from some of our international, you know, partners and fans, and people are digging it, and I think that, you know, with quite a turgid year for people globally, with COVID and everything, you know, just something that's just a little bit brighter is also quite nice to hear for people.
Oh, 100%. Yes, for sure. It is some warmth, well needed, and we're definitely going to be letting the sun shine through all year, I'm sure. So what's the song about? What's the story behind the track?
Yeah, I guess it's a hopeful song about overcoming, I guess, domestic kind of hard times and personal growth and kind of big things happening in your life. And I guess we all have a bit of that, so it's not just about particularly my life necessarily, but it was written about 2 years ago as a demo, and I had these chords that kept kind of coming up, you know. Recorded about 3 or 4 different kind of takes on the same kind of chords, and there was just something about it that was speaking to me, and then had some, you know, some real big personal growth kind of things happening for me, and had a child, and then we all had to deal with the COVID scenario, and so it's kind of it's also a love song, I guess, in a way, just to be for the love of life and having a bit of gratitude with what is going well and encouraging, you know, positivity for those dark times, I guess.
That's beautiful. It's a message definitely needed right now. Touching on COVID, how had it impacted your tunes, momentum, and I guess just inspiration as an artist? Because as you say, this track's kind of, I guess, found its feet through the lockdown period.
Yeah, no, it's full on for everyone in every industry, and I guess there are some positives that come through in terms of rethinking how you work and how you can be productive. Obviously, the gig scene is stops in its tracks, you know, and so that's quite hard to take. But it's not about necessarily the financial impact. It's actually, you know, gigging is and playing around different places in the world if we can is just something that's part of my spirit and soul that keeps me, you know, keeps me happy. So finding other things to do and to work on, and for us that was working on the new album and concentrating on that and not rushing it.
Was there a desire to, I guess, rush the whole thing then, because it's like, oh well, COVID-19, now I've got this lockdown, I better use this spare time?
Yeah, and I think that probably agree that it doesn't always work that way. Like, it's quite hard for us all to get over the initial, initially you're kind of like, great, I've got all this time, and then later you can be like, oh my god, now, like, I don't feel like doing that, and so what do I do? And I think music is something that is a job, and is a passion. You try your best to be inspired, but you can't be inspired all the time, and you need to do other things, go for a walk, let the sunshine through, as it were, into other things, and be inspired by people and other inspirations. But having said that, yeah, we did lock down in our different places around the country, the band, and worked on different music over the last, you know, couple of years, and we've got, you know, got something to show for it now. We've just finished the mastering process for all the things, so it's all coming together.
Yes, and we love to hear it. We love to see it. I've honestly grappled the word that I'm hooked to that you just said, I guess, is rethinking. So considering this is your 7th album, how are you rethinking the process, and how has the, I guess, just musical creation process, air quotes, changed for you over time?
Yeah, it has been different with this particular album. I guess with where people are located and with those travel restrictions and stuff, you can't always play together, which is, you know, is a huge kind of drawback, seemingly. But at the same time, if there's a good demo and a good song that you're working on, you can share it over the net and work on it at your own home studio. And what that gives the individual in the band is actually someone not telling them, like me, what to do or how to produce their own contribution to the track. So actually, it worked out really well. We kind of got better at it, where it's just like, here's my demo, add your awesome bass, Francis, and do whatever you want, but it's in this key, and you work it out, you know? And that freedom, I think, is really good for people in the band to have that creative freedom, and as opposed to having someone like me on their back saying, hey, why don't you try this? Why don't you do that, you know?
Yeah, oh, it's beautiful. I hadn't considered how COVID-19 has forced us to stretch our collaboration. It's so funny. Yeah,
and
you're right.
We did have, we did do some tracking together in those quiet spots where we were allowed to travel and we could do it. But I don't think that listening to the whole thing through, there's just some slightly different approaches to putting a track together, but it still sounds really cohesive to me. And we did, we really got the best out of each other, I think.
Oh, I'm pleased to hear. I feel like I've said I'm pleased to hear like 30 times throughout this, but it's because I am. I'm so pleased to hear it, and I'm going to be pleased to hear the album when it comes out too. Anyways,
thank you.
How has you're continually influenced by so many other artists, and so how has the process been of taking inspiration from other artists, but then still trying to maintain your authentic South Pacific soul? How do you not lose yourself?
Yeah, no, that's a good point. Music is derivative, and we get inspired from different things, to Jimi Hendrix, to Bob Marley, whatever, when you're a kid listening to that stuff, or a teenager, or Metallica, whatever it is, you can't copy these people, but you can be inspired by. And so I think as long as the music is original in terms of a vibe or that main riff and a sentiment in your lyrics, then it is original. It's always going to be a take or a version in a genre from a vast variety of music that you've all heard and hear collectively. But I guess having said that, everyone is a true original, and I believe that. And so we have our own voices, and if we can express that over music in a way that doesn't sound like a total cover of some song, then that's original, and everyone is an original piece of art in their way.
That's beautiful. Everyone is their own piece of art, I tell you. The last thing I wanted to touch on was playing with the band and how nothing does compare to live music. So what are your gigging plans? I'm sure you're itching at the bit.
Yeah, we are. We like everybody, has had to cancel their plans during different things in their lives. Gigging for us is really important. Just being together as a group and playing the music together, you kind of become this kind of organism, or not quite machine. There's the whole thing of like the engine room and the rhythm section and everything. But I think it's a bit more of an organism, like a limb or a bunch of muscles or something. But
yes.
You start working together really well, and you're listening to each other. So that's really important musically, to have that connection. It's also bloody important to be able to play for people and to get that feedback and to see those smiles and hopefully and not too many tears, and to entertain people as well on that basic function.
That's the bottom line.
So, yeah, the live thing is really important, but internationally we want to get out there again, but it's just not the right time. So hopefully next year we can do that. But in terms of summer, we have dates that are on our website, blackseeds.com, and there are more coming as the bookings come in, and as people release do their press releases and release their lineups. So we've got gigs coming, and we're excited.
Yes, and I'm very excited too. So everyone should be checking out the new singles as they slowly but surely drop. I'm excited that I'll be able to feel a reverberating bass line through my entire body this time next year. Fingers crossed, surely.
Working, man. Yeah, definitely.
Thank you so much again, Barnaby, for coming on the show. And now I'm going to play so many Black Seed songs that's as if the only thing I can play, So there.
Thank you, Ben. And you, just one of the greatest student radio stations there is, and I fool you not. And have a great day, everybody. Thanks for listening.